Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
We wanted to get an update on the Patco situation as well. Thanks for joining us, Linda Kutle Zulu, who is the Patco bus spokesperson. So this, in terms of all the information in the news this morning, it doesn't look like the strike has been resolved.
Well, there is a process to resolve the strike in a sense that as Patco, or day before yesterday, which was on Tuesday, we issued a notice that we intend to dismiss the striking workers who are on an illegal strike. So we gave them until Wednesday afternoon, which was at around 5 p.m., to say that they must make representations of why the company must not fire them. But like you are saying, as we are seeing this morning, as we've seen yesterday, there are some of those that are still digging in their heels and saying that they'll continue to protest until such time that the company complies with their demands. But unfortunately, the company is still in a position not to comply with those demands of saying they must be paid a 6% escalation of the 2020 salary increase, but also the bonuses. So the company is actually venturing on in terms of making sure that we finalize the list of people that need to be dismissed by the company. We understand that our teams have been working overnight in terms of ensuring that they get to the bottom of this. And today we are expecting that we'll have that list of people that need to be dismissed. And look, after that part, we're also moving in as far as getting an interdict that no one must be blocking or protesting illegally in front of our business units. So what is going to happen is that after the process is finalized in terms of terminating those who are no longer going to be in the employ of Patco, we will then be getting help from the police in terms of dispersing people who will be illegally protesting still in some of our gates. So that is the process that we are currently under, that is currently underway. But as you are seeing that there are some people protesting, we are also taking the measures to ensure that we finally get to a point where police will be able to assist us.
Has the strike been brewing for a long time?
Well, we certainly were caught by surprise by the fact that the workers on the 1st of September, last week Thursday, they did their morning shift as they were supposed to do. And then when it was their break, because they break in between and then fetch people that are coming from work and various other destinations later on in the day. So we were surprised that they then embarked on this illegal strike. And that is why we, in fact, issued notices on that day. We issued notices even on Friday and an ultimatum to say that they must get back to work on Monday. So we were caught unawares. And that's why another thing that we did was to ask our commuters to actually make alternative arrangements, because we couldn't have planned for something that we didn't receive a notice off. That is why we're saying this is an illegal strike, because there was no notice for the company to say that we're going to embark on this strike.
Do you have a sense as to how many commuters are impacted by the strike?
Well, Patco has a fleet of around 1,400 buses that are operating in three provinces.
Right.
So at this stage, we know that our services have been disrupted quite extensively. So we're looking at commuters between 120 to 150,000. Some of them who are still sending messages even today saying that they want letters so that they can take to their respective companies and respective employers to say we are affected by transportation at the moment. And that is exactly what I'm inundated with at the moment, to try and help the passenger. But they are desperate, saying that they're spending about 120 a day. That is not normal.
No, exactly.
Our commuters are concerned.
And especially with a community and a country under such financial strain, that money is it's completely unsustainable for people.
Completely unsustainable. But we continue to appeal to our passengers to say that as Patco, we are doing exactly what we need to do. Some people have called our measures drastic. We take that, but it is a desperate situation for the many passengers that are left stranded, that are stand to lose their employment opportunities.
Absolutely.
In such an economy. And that is why we are moving so swiftly in this disciplinary action to ensure that we can get back those buses to them and their communities, and them being able to go to their opportunities or places of opportunity.
And I think at a time like this, when passengers and customers are feeling a little bit desperate and feeling let down, it's very important that the company, that Patco, sends a message to them to say we value you and we really care about you and we're doing whatever we can, rather than saying, look, sorry, you know, there is a strike, find an alternative arrangement and we'll get back to you when we're back online.
That's right. In fact, one of the things that I've done, it's unprecedented that as a spokesperson of a company, my number is out there, but we know that it's a desperate time for them. And I'm fanning fires personally, taking calls personally, asking people to call me for updates if they do not feel that they are sufficient enough. And it's one of the things that keeps me up. As much as our teams from the HR department are working overnight in terms of, you know, finalizing those lists and all of that, I'm also working overnight. I've sent people letters as late as 1 a.m. This morning, just to make sure that everyone is accommodated, especially when they go back to work and they haven't been able to attend to work. Because you look at a person who's bought a monthly ticket, I can certainly tell you that they do not have 120 to spend each and every day to get to work. And it's been 7 days now. These are tallying close to 1,000 rand. No one budgeted for this. It was an unexpected strike from our side. So we're doing all we can to make sure that we get the services back. Yes, those measures, they seem drastic, but it's the only way that the company sees we'll be able to move forward, because we've tried sitting down, we've tried having negotiations, we've tried bringing in unions. Nothing has worked thus far, and that is why we're moving ever so swiftly to make sure that the law is on our side when we try and, you know, deal with some of the issues that we have, including those people that are still protesting, I believe, in Padcotin in New Canada, where the protest is currently happening.
Right. Lindakule Zulu, I think you're doing an amazing job. Just keep going. Just keep up the passion. Keep remembering your customers, and I have no doubt you guys will be absolutely fine.